All right, 1380 WPHM. This month of April is Autism Awareness Month. It's designed to spread awareness about autism spectrum disorder. And joining us right now is the president and CEO of Autism Speaks, Angela Geiger. Angela, good morning.
Good morning.
We hear so much about autism. How prevalent is it in 2019?
So the CDC estimates that 1 in 59 children in the U.S. have autism. We know that that's a conservative number. And in fact, in Michigan, that number is actually 1 in 36.
Wow. Why so much higher?
You know, it's not exactly known. Variations can be everything from better record keeping to good services. And sometimes people will move to states like that.
Certainly what we know is that the spectrum is wide. Help us understand what autism is.
So autism or autism spectrum disorder is a broad range of conditions characterized by challenge with social skills, repetitive behavior, speech, and nonverbal communication. And you really said it correctly. It is a spectrum. And people with autism have their own challenges and opportunities. And it's really important to make sure interventions are tailored to each individual person, whether they're a child or an adult.
Right. And certainly there are adults with autism who you might not even know have autism, know that they're on the spectrum, but they do, in fact, have autism and they have to, find ways to compensate for that and to deal with it, right?
Absolutely true. You know, there are people who are living very independent lives, but may need help with social anxiety or some of the other coexisting conditions like sleep disorder or things like that as well.
Early diagnosis is important. How young in a child's age can he or she be diagnosed as being autistic?
So you can be diagnosed reliably by age 2 for most children. However, that average age of diagnosis in the U.S. is between 4 and 5 years old.
I know that's one of the themes of Autism Awareness Month this month for Autism Speaks, is urging parents to make sure that they take action if their child is displaying certain symptoms, right?
Absolutely. We know closing that gap from noticing those signs to time of intervention is absolutely critical, because the earlier you can get your child into the treatments that they need, the better the chances of them living their very, very best life.
Yeah. And so what are some of the things that parents should look for?
So any parent can go to screenforautism.org, and we have questions in both English and Spanish, as well as resources. But some of those things that you're going to want to be looking for young are babbling, not responding to their name, no two-word sentences, by that certain milestone. And then for all of your life, if there's a loss of words or a change in social skills, you should work with your healthcare provider.
You mentioned early intervention. That's really important. Why is that so important?
Because it really gives kids the skills and to learn the right behaviors and to really help with healthy development and even affecting underlying brain development. And so reducing challenging behaviors and improving social interaction.
Do we know much about what causes autism, what parents can do to help prevent it? Is there no known prevention?
You know, the field of autism research is much younger than some of the other conditions that we may be aware of, and so we don't have a definitive answer. We know it's some mix of genetics and environment, but that's why it's so important for us to continue to fund federal research through the Autism CARES Act and make sure that we can get those answers.
Certainly is a prevalent disorder and one that a lot of families are dealing with. If people have questions, concerns, or want to know more about autism, where can they go for more information?
They can go to autismspeaks.org for information in both English and Spanish.
We will check it out. Angela, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You bet. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. That's Angela Geiger. She is the president and CEO of Autism Speaks. Autism Awareness Month is the month of April.